glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
And Big Willie, 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Thanks so much for joining us. If you just joined us, boy, pretty rough hour, I gotta tell you. Pretty rough hour. But thank you so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So we exposed this woman who was attacking me. He's a reporter for billionaire Bob and his failed newspaper, the Willing Unintelligencer, Nyam Coomey, C-O-O-M-E-Y. Gave her the opportunity to come on the program to give her side. She turned it down. You can read the exchange on Facebook on the Big Willie page, Big Willie 105.5. Make sure you follow that. And by the way, if she's changed her mind, I'll be more than happy to have her on tomorrow. Or anybody with her if she doesn't want to come alone. Promise I won't take your picture, although you will be on Facebook. Well, actually, you will be on Facebook, so there is that. But if Nyam wants to come on tomorrow, if she's changed her mind, or if she wants to bring an emotional support animal or some other person or whatever with her, whatever, to talk about this or really anything, fine with me. Happy to do it. I'm bending over backwards. What else can I do here? One other thing, as we exposed her utter hypocrisy, and again, I don't know her. She may be a nice person. Maybe she had too much to drink, maybe too many Pabst Blue Ribbon beers to drink or whatever, or she just had a bad day. I don't know. She probably is a nice person. I don't know her. But man, what she did here trying to ruin my career, dear God in heaven. Anyway, so back to the Twitter thing before I tell you the biggest disappointment Saturday evening. And the biggest disappointment was somebody who you know, and you knew her dad. And you know the golf tournament that they have. Biggest disappointment. I'll get to that in a bit. But back to Nyam Coomey. On her Twitter account, again, there she is. Bra. Head back. Three O's there. Three circles, including her mouth. And her mouth, I swear to God, I am not making this up, looks just like one of those blow-up dolls that you buy at the adult bookstore. And she talks about me objectifying women and being creepy and all that. None of my women look like this. They wore gowns. They were beautiful. None of them look like this. And here this person has got the God blessed nerve to criticize me? You friggin' kidding me? There's one other thing with this woman, which I think might be telling, I'm not sure. The Twitter account. There's a picture behind her grotesque lip thing, whatever the hell she's doing here with all those holes there. And the best way to describe this is it looks as if she's looking into a mirror and she sees a frog looking back at her. I think this could be very telling. It's on her Twitter account. It's that background picture, the long one. And I'll show this for our Facebook friends. Again, it's a Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Make sure you follow it. Here. It seems as if, and there may be another explanation. I don't know. I've invited her on. Maybe there's a simple explanation. But here's what it seems to me. It seems to me she is saying that when she looks into a mirror, what she sees back is a frog. Why else would you have this on your Twitter account? And if that's the case, if my analysis is correct, and this is simply my best guess, I certainly don't know. What is she telling us about how she views herself? That when she looks into a mirror, she sees a frog looking back at her. In some ways, I actually kind of feel sorry for her. She's clearly a very, very unhappy human being. Didn't even bother to get my side. Although I have to confess, I hate saying this. I have to confess one thing. I am a guy. Well, I mean, you knew that. Or you suspected it. Because, I mean, some days. That one picture, and I got this back up here. Okay, bra and panties. And she's got the sweater on, but it's that, and she's wearing glasses. And she's got that coquettish pose. She actually looks kind of cute. I know, I'm a guy. I'm so pathetic. God, I'm so pathetic. Anyway, there's that. But the biggest disappointment, Dr. Georges, I asked him to come on to just to explain what I was trying to do and the good feedback that he got from so many people with these pictures, women with these pictures, because I was so unfairly attacked by this woman who on social media wears bras and panties and says that I objectify women. Can you friggin' believe this? And again, hold on, more people are calling in. Yeah, Big Willie 1055, how can I help you? Oops, wait a minute, my bad. All right, I screwed that one up. That was my bad. Call back, 105.5, Big Willie, 105.5. The phone number here in the studio is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. That, I screwed that one up, I'm sorry. All right, so next. Biggest disappointment? Somebody that you know. Somebody who I like. I like very much. Always liked her. Chrissy Clutter. Biggest disappointment. Just soul-crushing when I read her comments. Chrissy was there. There's some pictures of her that I included. Here's what Chrissy wrote. Just part of what she wrote on Facebook. And again, we had a wonderful time. I asked her about her husband. He's Canadian. Energy business. I helped her, or tried to help her, with her campaign when she ran for city council. And, oops, hold on. I think I got a call coming in. Big Willie, 105.5. Hello, you're on the air. All right, so nothing going on there. All right, so back to Chrissy Clutter. She's addressing this to Susan Lynn Donnelly. Chrissy Clutter, who I've known for years, who I've had on my show, who I've had helped with her campaign for city council, giving her some background information about a situation on Route 65 in Pennsylvania that affected a construction project that they were looking at. And long story short, I've helped. I've never turned her down for anything, always enjoyed her company. I've even asked her, hey, you want to get back in the news business? We might have a part-time opening or something. Who the hell knows? I mean, I really like her. Here's what she wrote. To Susan Lynn Donnelly, do not tell someone to hush. You are being mean and rude. I didn't come here to argue with anyone. I just think the post should be taken down, Dmitry Vassilaris. None of the women want to be included in the post, nor did they want to deal with all this drama. I don't think you meant any harm, but I think it should be taken down and left at that. No one wants all this chaos. Should be taken down, really. Really, Chrissy? By the way, she didn't send that to me. She'll get in touch with me when she needs me to do something for her, which is fine. I'm happy to do it. Not that that's happened a lot. It hasn't. But that's fine. But she says I should take these down. Who do you think did the most posing for me Saturday evening? Chrissy Clutter. Now, for those of you who don't know, she is drop-dead gorgeous. She is beautiful. Blonde hair, very pretty, lovely body, great personality, everything that any guy could ever want. Just check every box. That's Chrissy Clutter. Her dad, legendary broadcaster. They have a fundraiser with this golf thing. Chrissy Clutter was more than happy to pose for me, and I was more than happy to take the pictures because she looks gorgeous. And all those poses that she did for me, not for my private use, obviously, that's the creepy, that would be creepy, were obviously for posting publicly. And again, she takes a great picture. And her poses were just, you know, she hit a home run. I mean, she's like a model or something. I mean, she's gorgeous. And I was happy to include them. I have a lot more, by the way. But when I read this, I thought to myself, Chrissy, you didn't even bother to ask me. I'm not the one causing any chaos. I'm not the one causing any controversy. I just put up some pictures of beautiful women here in the Upper Ohio Valley. And they were dressed beautifully, magnificently. Their hair, their gowns, their shoes, the jewelry, the everything. Chrissy Clutter, behind my back, says, you got to take them down. And I was so upset when I read this. I thought to myself, maybe what I should do is post that, what she wrote, and then next to it, post all the pictures that she posed for. I only posted a few of them. She posed for a lot of them. That should look great. And then the people on Facebook, on Big Willie 105.5 Facebook, can decide for themselves. So that was one side of me saying that, the devil side saying that. The angel side on the other side said, nah, you don't want to do that. That's too much. That's too much. So here's what I decided to do. And frankly, I don't know if this is going to work or not. I would like to, in fact, what I will do is conduct a semi-scientific survey of our listening audience right now. Here's the question. Should Dimitri post all the Chrissy Clutter photos from Saturday? I'm going to draw a line down the middle of the page here, line across, Y for yes, N for no. And we are going to do a semi-scientific survey for the next, maybe until about 8:30-ish or so. Your vote matters. Here's the question. In fact, here's the phone number. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you're a first-time caller, you're especially welcome. Dimitri's semi-scientific survey today is this. Should Dimitri post all the Chrissy Clutter photos from Saturday? And on one side of the bottom of the page is a Y for yes, and on the other an N for no. Do you want to see hypocrisy? Do you want to see hypocrisy? Again, I don't know if anybody is going to respond to our semi-scientific survey. Again, we're all very new at this with our new phone system. But this is a great opportunity. Your vote actually matters. Could go a long way in determining whether we're going to post all these Chrissy Clutter photos of her posing and juxtapose the comments that she made here that Dimitri shouldn't be posting this stuff. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri's semi-scientific survey. Hold on, I think we got somebody already. Hold on. Yeah, line one, how do you vote? Yes or no?
No.
No? All right, thank you very much. So far, ladies and gentlemen, it's a landslide, one no vote. We have a line open. It's reserved for you. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Should Dimitri post all the Chrissy Clutter photos from Saturday, call now.